Nolte, Canadian woman in ICE custody after being accused of assaulting juvenile Trump supporter. By John Nolte on July 15, 2026. A 33-year-old Canadian woman named Caitlin Tracy is currently cooling her heels in ICE custody after being accused of assaulting a juvenile over the 4th of July weekend for the sin of wearing pro-Trump clothing. The teen and three friends were walking on the boardwalk on July 3 when Caitlin E. Tracy approached them as she recorded with her phone. According to court documents, local media reported, Tracy yelled at the two people in the group wearing patriotic-colored sweatpants before she slapped the victim across her face and body. An affidavit of probable cause stated, Tracy, of Asbury Park, fled but was identified following an investigation and arrested on Monday. Police said the assault was captured on surveillance video, according to the report. According to court records, Tracy entered America in 2024 using a passport, but is a Canadian citizen, and not an American citizen. According to a man who says he is her husband, Caitlin Tracy has been turned over to ICE. Yesterday, July 13, my wife was detained by ICE and brought to Delaney Hall in Newark. Her apparent husband, Matthew Gironi, said in a TikTok video pleading for help. He claims to be an American citizen, admits she is a Canadian citizen, and says he wants her released, even if that means deportation back to Canada. In another video, he breaks down, pleading for help and money. I don't know what to do, I need help, my wife is being detained by ICE, and I can't get a hold of her. He adds that ICE is coming there to pick her up. Teehee. According to social media posts, the husband attempted to post a GoFundMe page asking $9,000 to cover legal defense and immigration costs. It now looks as though the page has been removed. Obviously, this incident makes clear that Trump needs to order an immediate immigration pause on liberal white women, especially ones named Caitlin. The good news is that Caitlin was arrested on Monday and, according to court records, faces charges of assault, harassment, and, due to the age of the alleged victim, endangering the welfare of a child. Her next court date is August 4. People need to understand that deporting liberal white women should be a priority over anyone from South America or Mexico. I'm even in favor of deporting liberal white women who are U.S. citizens. We'll find them an island, tell them it's like that island Wonder Woman grew up on, a paradise with no men, and leave them there. We don't abandon them. There's no need to be cruel. We keep at least one guy stationed just offshore to open pickle jars and kill spiders.